USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options. Pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employee. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed the request in Delaware bankruptcy court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fires continue to burn out west, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched the fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado.
One in three Americans will opt out of getting a coronavirus vaccine if and when it becomes available, according to a new PBS NewsHour poll. While 60% of respondents say they will get vaccinated if one becomes available to them, 35 say they will not, despite a worldwide COVID-19 death toll topping 760,000. The remaining 5% of responders say they are still unsure. The results show that Democrats are more likely to get vaccinated, with 71% saying yes, compared with 48% of Republicans who would do so. Comparatively, 61% of independents say they would get vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.